Bubblegum Psychedelic there from the Lemon Pipers, Blueberry Blue, great little tune. And some psychedelic music from the Byrds themselves, a track that only appeared originally on the soundtrack to the movie Candy from the famous movie. What's that guy's name who wrote that? I'm blanking it out now. That's a good one too. And I think it's appeared on some greatest hits, Byrds' greatest hits since. I tried to find it on one of my other releases and couldn't, but I played it right off the soundtrack. Got us to 4 o'clock. That was the whole idea of this exercise. I got more stuff to do, but first I need to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with trendsetters K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And, hope you're digging it. I'm having a good time myself. Where am I going now? Oh, yes. I need to tell you these other things, too. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. KGLT is supported by Rootbound Arborist, providing communities with high-quality, free care, and dedicated to conservation of Southwest Montana's urban and wild land forest. Information and sign up for wood chip delivery online at rootboundarborist.com or phone 551-5623. Community Food Co-op, supporting our community co-op. Apple a day donations, 10 cents of every bulk apple sold to a different nonprofit. Online at bozeman.coop, located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. And Headwall Sports, consigning and selling new and used outdoor gear, located off Highway 191 in the Bighorn Shops by Lone Mountain Junction. Open 9 to 6 every day. Information online at headwallsports.com or phone 995-3324. Okay, I mentioned the Beach Boy thing. They have a new box set. It sums up two albums. Carl and the Passion So Tough and Holland. A real productive period for the Beach Boys. They had just done the Surf's Up album, which got a lot of attention because people have been dying to hear this. That song, Surf's Up, we've been teased about it since the 60s. They recorded a lot. Despite Brian Wilson being out of action, the band is pretty prolific. And the group they put out on the road was spectacular. Actually, since about 68 or so, the Beach Boys have had a fantastic touring band. I saw them in 72, I think, 71, 72, right before this period. And they were just slick. They had it nailed. No goofing around, no sloppy covers. They played the new stuff straight out of the studio. And they had a great band, Bonda Chapin and Ricky Fattar joined. And they did the business. Well, we've got a nice big box set. 6 CDs, the 2 albums, session tracks, 2 full discs of live material, a whole concert for Carnegie Hall, plus a half dozen more live songs, and then the usual oddities, the a cappella mixes and backing tracks and stuff. Really nice effort. I was really thrilled. I've been waiting for this live material for a long time. There was a live album at the time, Beach Boys Live, which sold really well. And that was recorded at the same time, but not the same gig. Those were apparently recorded in New Jersey. So it seems like they recorded more than 2 or 3 shows. So let's give it a try and see what this sounds like.
We can In case anybody's interested, this song was written by Brian Wilson and his friend Van Dyke Parks. And Brian played it once on a TV show, on a Leonard Bernstein special. And Leonard Bernstein said that it was one of the best songs ever to come out of rock music. So Cousin Carl here is going to sing the song that Brian and Van Dyke wrote called Surf's Up.
A diamond necklace played the part, hand in hand, some drummed a loud horn to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the Benjamin Brown. My God, my God, collinated Rubens diamond. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. Holocaustly vow, the music all is lost for now. To a muted trumpet is swung. Collinated Rubens diamond. Canvas the town and brush the background while you sleep. Nested towers, the hour was strike, the street quicksilver moon. Carriage across the fog, to step to lamp light cellar tomb.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
another divine's precious gift. Brings with love the light of wisdom and the gift of eternal freedom.
Two ways have I, both travel by, and that makes all the difference to me.
Ah, there you go. Big chunk of Beach Boys from a brand new box set, as they do these days. It's the works from 1972, and it's a good one. Goes without saying, Beach Boys are the first band I really got into. I liked music before that. Santo and Johnny, Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry and stuff, but Beach Boys, you know, they're from my area, southern end of California, but they live by the beach, and they're singing about stuff that I can relate to, girls, mostly. They sort of got battered around over the years. They were supposed to play at Monterey Pop, but they're in no condition to do that. But they pulled themselves together and actually made good music for a long time. Brian Wilson still tours a little bit with a slick band of real serious fans. And Mike Love actually has a really good band that's called the Beach Boys. So it depends on what you want to see. And Brian Wilson's a genius. You know, when I was a kid, I looked at the back of a Beach Boy record and said, produced by Brian Wilson. I thought, well, that's pretty dang good for a kid making their own records. And there were good ones, too. And people make fun of the early stuff, you know, goofy cars and stuff. But no, if you listen to the music of those early records, it was pretty sophisticated. Brian worked with a lot of different lyricists, and when he finally did an album, it was mostly his own lyrics. It was called Beach Boys Today, just one of the finest records ever. And when he fell out of action, Carl and Dennis took the lead and carried on in contemporary fashion. Fantastic. I can't say enough about it. I've been totally enjoying that. Confused me. All those discs look the same. You know, it's not like albums where you can see what you've put on the turntable. When you stick something in a CD player, you don't know what's there. So I was juggling things here, and I think I got through it okay. I must have to stop here. Yes, I know. Is it already halfway through the show? 4:30, huh? This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mapbrewing.com, Instagram and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And Studio Coffee Roasters, serving fresh roasted retail beans, handcrafted coffee drinks at their full service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Oh, and this is very important.
The 2022 KGLT vinyl sale is coming.
And long-playing phonograph records make a great gift.
He's the man.
Holiday shopping starts here. Saturday, December 10th in rooms 233 and 235 of the MSU Student Union. You'll find gifts for family, friends, and yourself.
Your favorite artists, shows, comedy.
$5 early bird entry starts at 9 a.m.
Movie soundtrack.
Followed by the free public sale from 10 till 4 p.m.
Every album is a show in itself.
Four fab Montana record stores will be setting up shop. Ear Candy from Missoula, Cameron from Billings, as well as the Wax Museum and Cactus Records from Bozeman. And of course, KGLT and KGLT DJs Jim Kehoe and Ron Sanchez will be there with box loads of vinyl, cassettes, and CDs.
And remember, it always happens first on records.
The Friends of KGLT present the Winter Vinyl Sale. There's more info on Facebook at KGLT Alternative Public Radio.
He's the man with all the toys.
Yes, that's going to be fun. Got to get up early tomorrow. Doors open at 9. And you got to get there early to get the best deals and the best picks. Don't let it slip by. Don't say, I tried. You got to be there. Okay, now I'm ready. Speaking of record sales, I went through my collection and pulled out some duplicates, and I found a couple good blues records I threw in the stack and some country records and stuff. So be warned. And speaking of blues, it was Sonny Boy Williamson's birthday this week. That's the second Sonny Boy Williamson era. And nobody's really sure how old he was. There's a conflicting birth dates. And there's always a speculation what his real name was. Some people think of as Alec Miller, so that's what we call him. Or Rice Miller, was who he is also known as. And he took the name Sonny Boy Williamson from a blues singer who had preceded him, and he used it well. I won't hold it against him. He made some fantastic records in about a 15-year period. I think he started recording in 51 and died in 65. So not that long of a recording period, but man, that guy's good. There's a lot of video available on YouTube of Sonny Boy because he toured Europe a couple times, and the Europeans are smart to film all that stuff. That's where our American music legacy resides, in Europe. Check it out. It's just his playing, his timing, his sense of humor, just devastating. So here's Happy Birthday, Sonny Boy.
Someone's advice. Oh, I'm a down child. Please take someone's advice. Don't never let no one woman, man, misuse you twice. Every time she smiles, she says she don't love no one but you. Yes, man, every time she smiles, she says she don't love no one but you. You better watch out, buddy boy, the little girl just loud to drop a chunk on you. Well, all right now. Downshine, Mr. Downshine, please take a fool's advice. Mr. Downshine, please take a fool's advice. Don't never let no one woman, man, misuse you twice. We gotta load up, gotta load up. I needed you to rub my aching head.
Boy Arnold with Jody Williams playing guitar, a great guitarist. from a collection of Jody Williams sessions called Jody Williams in Session. And I know that song, Ain't Got You, from the Yardbirds. They covered it on their very first American album, For Your Love. Might have been a single in England. I'm not sure. There's some discrepancies there back and forth release-wise, but that's a good one. And a great number to cover. They also covered I Wish You Would, another Billy Boy Arnold song, The Yardbirds, I mean. Guys were listening to records back then, trying to find something that the other blues bands didn't have. And the result was informing people like me about American music. Otis Spann was there in the middle. He's best known as Muddy Waters' piano player, and he's often referred to as Muddy Waters' cousin, but I'm not sure if that's a real thing or not. From an album called Otis Spann is the Blues, you're a country boy. And speaking of the record fair, I found I had two copies of that, different releases, but the same record. And I've tossed it in my sale box, so some lucky person is going to find that. It's a good one. Classic. Robert Lockwood Jr. playing guitar on that one. Can't beat it. And start off with Sonny Boy Williamson himself doing Mr. Downchild, one of his standard tunes. Getting us to 4:40. I'm trying to equalize the clock here. I'm doing pretty well. But I need to take care of some biz, shouldn't I? I think this is, well, that's too late for that. Sorry. Oh, we'll do this for you.
The Shane LaLaunie Center for the Arts proudly presents the 14th annual Holiday Vaudeville from December 9th through the 18th at the Dulcie Theater. One of the Shane Center's most popular productions, this high-energy variety show is a rollicking romp through the cherished chestnuts of the season with an intrepid squad of community performers who will amaze, amuse, and mystify with songs, skits, and vaudevillian virtuosity. Showtimes are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. Seating is limited. Tickets are available at theshanecenter.org or the box office at 406-222-1420. Holiday Vaudeville at the Shane LaLaunie Center for the Arts' Dulcie Theater on the weekends between December 9th and the 18th.
Yes. I could wax on about vaudeville. Not that I was there, but I know the effects of it being years I grew up. Saw the last of the vaudeville comics transferring to film and even TV. Yep. I think, I want to tell you this too. This is important.
The 2022 Winter Art Walk is Friday, December 9th in downtown Bozeman. Participating art galleries and businesses will be open from 6 to 8 p.m., many featuring artist receptions and providing complimentary refreshments. There's more information at downtownbozeman.org. Winter Art Walk 2022, Friday, December 9th in Bozeman.
Oh, that's tonight. Okay. I haven't looked outside to see what the weather's like. Poor people going to the football game tonight. Brr, cold. They didn't think of putting heat at bleachers in the stadium, did they? Nope. Yes. I did some online shopping. Somebody pointed me to a website that sells discount stuff, and I grabbed a few things that were missing from my collection. And two of the things I picked up were Grateful Dead deluxe packages. And I'm not the biggest Grateful Dead fan, but I know what I like. And I really like the first album a lot. And the first album, deluxe one, comes with a whole complete concert from 66, is it? Yeah, from British Columbia, July 66. And it's got at least one song that they dropped soon afterwards. And that it's a good recording. You know, Owsley did the recordings of a lot of stuff. You know that guy, Owsley. And he's quite the character. I got to meet him once. And it was interesting. He could have been an ophthalmologist or something. wasn't the king of LSD or anything, and the way he acted, he seemed pretty together. So I'm going to play something about this, and we have there's that great debate about Grateful Dead because a lot of people don't like them, and people finally discover the first album and say, well, wait a minute, I like this. And I jokingly say if the Dead had only done one album and it was that one, they would be remembered like the 13-4 Elevator and other great garage bands of the 60s.
jump a railroad train. Your kind of love drives a man insane. So look for me walking just any old way. Have love. Oh, wow, baby, I will travel. Yeah, have love. Oh, pretty baby, I will travel. Oh, well, now I said, if you need a loving dinner, I'll travel. Whoa, I said, if you need a loving dinner, whoa, I'll travel.
Please, I love Louise. about you break my heart. Oh, no, don't do it. Well, don't break my heart. But I tried to make you happy. Kept nothing for myself. Now you wanna leave me for the love of someone else. But my pride is all gone.
Don't you play?